Okay, we should begin today's show with a screech alert because me, professional broadcaster, podcaster, has no voice today. And it's been that way for like a week, and I'm trying, so I'll do the best I can. I apologize for it, but I have to do this today because I'm getting people that are sending me notes who are saying, Flea, Scott, can you help me stop the world? I just want to get off. I said, well, we don't want to do that because it's not good for anybody, but I know you have stuff you want to do instead of what you're doing, but sometimes you try and it doesn't work, and that's why I have to tell you today about the couple of things you're not doing that you have to do first. That makes sense? I know it's kind of weird. It's kind of Scott style, but it works. So we'll talk about what you need to do before you can do what you want to do. Cool. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. The positive and the practical boost. Why? Because sometimes positivity gets you out in the world, and then you run into yuck, and you go, oh no, I'm so positive and upbeat, and yet yuck. So we just kind of be practical about it and expect that sometimes the world doesn't play nice with us, and we have to look at it both ways, positive and practical, and we can do whatever we want. Talk about that later on this week for you as we get this very cool week of shows continuing to roll it forward. And there's that voice, and I apologize for that, so bear with me. I'll do the best I can. It's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Yes, Scott Smith. Common name, uncommon sense, and it gives me a problem. Thanks, Mom. People have said to me, Scott, how do I get a hold of you? You've got all this other stuff going on, but where do I find you? Okay, so I fixed the problem. So effective today, if you would like to reach out to me and you're not, you don't have access to that two-way text message I send out every single day, and you might not because the show gets out all over the world sometimes, then you just want to send an email to scott@goscottsmith.com. I know. With a name like that, you got to be creative, right? Scott@goscottsmith.com. You can try it today if you want to. You can test me. We can see if it works. In the coming weeks, you'll see all my social media going to shift over to Go Scott Smith, so you can find me pretty easily everywhere. Just want to let you know that's coming. For those of you who just up late at night, 3 o'clock in the morning, want to see if I'm hanging out at the computer. It might be. You never know.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Okay, big show today. Can somebody stop the world? I want to get off. Please, can you just stop it? I want to get off. It's like being on a carnival ride that you thought was a good idea because your grandkids or your kids said, come on, you can do it. And then you did, forgetting the fact that you decided a few years back, it's not a good idea. I just want to get off. Okay, so let's play along. You okay? Come here. So I get this podcast. I kind of do stuff. But I also have a magic button that's in my studio right now. When I moved into my new home and I built my new studio, I built a new magic button in here. It's right there. It says, stop the world. And it doesn't even say in emergencies only. It just says, stop the world. So here we go. Pretend I just pressed the button. The world stopped, which is really freaky if you think about it in real life, what would actually happen if that, but we're not going to do it for real. We're playing right now. Anything that's going crazy in your life right now, anything driving you crazy, anything that's going on in your brain, anything that you think, well, just slow down. It's just done. It's over. Pretend with me for just a moment. Calm down. Pretend with me for just a moment. It's okay. You'll be all right. I have a question for you. Now that the world has stopped and now that you don't have any worries in the world, anything that was driving you crazy you thought you had to do, you don't have to do anymore. It's done. Yay. Look at you. You don't even have a to-do list anymore. It's gone. Why? Well, to-do lists require gravity and the world has to rotate to have gravity. Okay, never mind. You didn't know they required gravity, did you? See what you learned on this show? So what are you going to do now? That's my question. The world just stopped. You got your wish. what are you going to do now? Now, if you don't have an answer, don't worry about it. Don't freak out unless you'd like to. And some people do like to freak out for the fun of it. I've done that, at least on a weekend occasionally. It's common for people to get slowed down. Really common. Something happens, they get a break. For me, it used to be I get fired. Cool, I got time off. They think about their life and what it could be like, and they have no idea. But let's say you're one of those who do decide what you want to do. You know what it is. It's inside of you. And you decide to turn directly into the challenge. Go after it. Cool. Now, a lot of years ago, I adopted a philosophy that became kind of a driver in my life. It would change everything. Now, I didn't know at the time, let me adopt this philosophy. This is going to change everything. I didn't know that. I just decided I would always turn face first into any challenge that stood between me and whatever I wanted, my dreams. Now, I learned later on that I didn't need to always do that because unless I really wanted it really badly inside, I was going to stop anyway. So I just learned not to. But if I really wanted it, really had something on my mind that I wanted to go after, then yeah, I would choose that battle. I would turn into it, face it directly, and let's go. Game on. I would face my passion head on and do whatever it takes to make it real. And do you know what happens next when you do that a lot of the time? I'm not alone here. I know you're right with me because I talk to you all the time. I tripped, I stumbled, I fell right first into a pile of my dreams right there on the floor. There's a big pile of dreams on the floor, like the laundry I leave in the bathroom my wife complains about. I know. I shouldn't do that. I should have grown up, but never got that part of it. That's when I realized that deciding to face your passion was the beginning. Just the beginning. So before you can face your passion, before you can live your dreams, there's something else you have to face first. You know this, you have done, it's a prerequisite, you've done this before, there's all kinds of things you've done before. There's not much in life that doesn't require you to do something first, except the thing you do first. You know what I mean by that. There are some things you just do first to get there, like you can't drive the car until you open the door. You have to do that first. But some things in life require that, in fact, that does. But if you want to live your dreams and do what you want to do in your life, you got to face things like stress, face things like relationships. Face things like health, finances, spiritual beliefs. How about your friendships? How about the clothing you wear? How about the food you eat? How about what you dream? It's true. You have to face it first. See, what happens is people say, this is what I'm going to do. I've decided. Finally, it's my turn. And they step into it. And yet the anchor of all the stuff you created in your world, it's like debt and stuff like that. It drags you down. You don't even have a fighting chance to get what you want. And I know you want that now. But you got to go back in time a little bit. You got to take an audit, an inventory of what's going on around you and really got to deal with all the elements of your world. You know, living the, I know there must be more lifestyle, which people love to talk about. There is. And it's freakishly simple. It's no big deal either. You can do whatever you want to do whenever you choose to do it. Consequences? Complications? Maybe. But the truth is, you can do whatever you want to do. It doesn't take long to realize that getting that done, particularly if you tried before, takes a little bit of practice, takes a little bit of prerequisite work. It takes a little foundation building. In fact, it's pretty simple. As scary as it may feel, no matter how much you don't want to go do that stuff, everything that you want in your world becomes possible when you deal with the stuff in your life and you take control of the stuff in your life. I am preaching to the choir for a lot of folks out there. They don't want to hear it. And that's okay. Because I don't talk to them on the phone. I just don't. I talk to people who understand, like adults understand, like mature, reasonable, rational people understand. Rational? Rational people. It's a new word. You just heard it right here. Understand that they get it. Yep. Got stuff screwed up, I'm messed up, it's just a mess. Maybe it's perfect stuff, maybe it's too much good stuff. In any case, it's stuff that's in your way. Got to clear it out before you can actually get progress and traction toward what you want. So next time you find yourself trying to figure out what you want and what's stopping you from getting to what you want, just remember, there's a few things I need to take care of first. What is it? Now, don't you get caught in fixing to get ready either. Don't you stay there. Just look at what has to be corrected before you move on. We'll talk a whole lot more about this as time goes on here. So tomorrow's show, positive and practical and peaceful, is that the life you want? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Thursday, do you think like a happy person thinks? There is a way of thinking to be happy and joyful. And Friday, do you know who you really are? You're going to find out Friday. I promise you that. We're coming back tomorrow. Maybe with a better voice. We'll see.